Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
430 DGS, Dave Murray joins us. Hey, Dave.
Hi there.
Did you hear me talking about our text exchange earlier?
No.
You know how you can never read tone in a text?
That's true. That's true. Though I do appreciate your hamster-sized snowflakes over the weekend.
Yes, yes. And being a big bundle of flaming insecurity, I always read everyone's text in the worst possible tone. And so when I sent you that video from my house and the snow and said, hamster flakes, woo, and you sent back, excellent, comma, perfect. I read it like, excellent, perfect. That's great.
No, I loved it. I even showed my wife.
Wow, that's what he wanted.
That's what I said I wanted.
That's what you did in his fantasy.
That was his goal.
That was the way I pictured it.
Well, it was true.
So.
No, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it very much.
So from a weatherman's perspective.
Yeah, for that guy. Yeah.
How did Friday and Saturday hit you?
I think it was, we were expecting a pretty good snow. We were expecting a long-duration snow, which is very unusual for the St. Louis area. It lasted from, Friday afternoon into Sunday. And the amounts, but with the fine-tuning over about a three-day period, I'm happy with the amounts. I can't complain. It was a great snow.
It was something else, man.
The one thing that I was disappointed about is that it appeared that the evening rush crowd didn't believe anything.
Mm.
Yeah,
and everybody just got stuck on the roads.
Yeah, well, there was
disappointed with
a lot of offices that closed early. Mm-hmm. I mean, schools were out half tons of them. But means there was still plenty of them left, unless they were still out there from getting off early. And we had guys that left our building at 2:30, mm-hmm. 2:45, and they were texting Sue saying they were still on the road at 6:00.
Yeah, that was a little late to leave.
Yeah. Well.
So, Dave, I have a vested interest because Phoebe and her mom are going to D.C. Wednesday through Sunday. And this morning, Al Roker made it sound like it's just going to be another one of these the whole way there and back. Any idea what's percolating nationally for the rest of the week?
Yeah, there's a couple of things going on. One is there will be a little bit of a cold front dropping down from the north. That's for mainly Thursday and into Friday as far as between St. Louis and Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'll be a southern storm coming at us again, let's say Friday night into Saturday. It's a very fast-moving storm, so that will become a concern from St. Louis to Washington, D.C., Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. It's a very active pattern. And behind that system, and it's not a long duration event, it's more like a classic southern storm for St. Louis, should be a fast hit, rain, and some snow. Don't ask me about accumulations yet. But that system is going to pull down a tremendous amount of cold air that's locked up over the Arctic and Canada, and that's going to pull it down over the Midwest and the eastern U.S. for Sunday and into early next week. Some really impressive Arctic cold coming our way.
So is this snow we have on the ground going to be on the ground like a week, 2 weeks?
It will be on the ground for the rain I'm expecting on Thursday is pretty light. That will help compact it a little bit. But we've got anywhere from 10 to 15 inches of snow for the most part around the immediate St. Louis area. That's not going away fast anytime, especially with the clouds over us. So, and then we get the bitter cold, and if we get a little more snow on top of that before the cold comes in, this is going to be around certainly this week and probably through next week.
So the sun comes out tomorrow, though, right?
Maybe a touch. Don't think it's going to be a bright, sunny day. Not even close. And there's a couple of reasons. One is that we have this heavy snowpack that's creating a lot of low-level moisture, and it's very hard to scrub the clouds out when you have that.
Anything else, guys? Questions?
I'm good.
All right.
Stay up to date as far as the Friday night, Saturday stuff is. It's out in the Central Pacific right now.
Gotcha.
What was Janice's reaction to the tweet?
The
text,
the video, the video of the hamster flakes.
Yes,
really close.
She's into weather, believe me. Yeah, we couldn't be married this long if she wasn't into weather.
Yeah, those are the biggest flakes I've ever seen.
Yeah, I drive any other woman insane.
Well, now he's just bragging. Hey, now he's just bragging.
Jeez.
Boy, he gets off TV and he goes crazy.
All right. Close.
Swing by Schnucks to pick up a free Simply Slim magazine for a healthy recipe inspiration. The corner today is sometimes the worst of times bring out the best in people. Couple things you guys are talking about, your driveways and shoveling your driveway. Bless his heart, my buddy Tom, he's got a gator with a blade on it. He was just going up and down our street, just clearing driveways.
Let me cramp on that a little.
Okay.
I'm sure he's a great guy. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it warms his heart, mm-hmm. and I'm sure he does it out of the goodness of his heart.
Yes.
But he's having a blast. It's like you mowing other people's lawns. Okay. You love it.
Good for him. You know what?
Why is that a reason to crap on it?
Yeah. Because to really get credit, really, really get credit, I think you need to do something that you hate.
I couldn't disagree more, because then you have the grumpy man out there like, oh, nobody even appreciates, I hate doing this, but I'm the only one who's going to do it. I would much rather it be someone who's having a blast taking care of it.
We're not talking about what you would prefer. We're talking about whether someone deserves the same amount of credit.
Right.
Is it very simple.
Does someone, if I do something I love, like making the barbecue for you,
mm-hmm.
I love making the barbecue. I deserve less credit for that than if you asked me to come over and help you build an extra room addition. I hate that.
Is it truly a sacrifice if you are doing something you enjoy?
But in this sense, I didn't ask. No one asked for him to do this.
He
just did it. He could.
Do you really not get my point?
No, I get your point.
It's not that difficult.
I get your point, but the fact is,
he's not getting a medal from the city. He got a shout out from Mark for being nice.
And he's doing something that no one asked him to do.
That he loves.
So what? He's still
inept. Oh, then he shouldn't do it.
No, I don't know if he's.
He should do it. He should do more of it.
I don't think he's getting up in the morning going, man, I'm going to get to do 25 driveways a day. The guy's got plenty of other stuff to do. He took the time to help other people out. Yeah, he wouldn't kill himself. He was in a nice heated, cat ATV thing, but he's still doing something.
If you don't understand this, I can't make you.
No. I understand.
I think we get it. We just disagree.
I understand completely. But the fact that he did it and he helped people out. There's a lot of widows in our neighborhood. The wedding
Why?
Got because their husbands are dead. They've been
shoveling snow.
Probably, yeah. Their husbands, checked out the last time it snowed. The other thing Tony talked about,
kind act.
The Bi-State bus, there is a video of a pickup truck towing a Bi-State bus.
I told that story off the air.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. It's amazing video. The guy, pickup truck, hooks him up, takes the Bi-State bus right up. Didn't have to do it. Might have done damage to his truck. Still did it. Really cool thing to do. The other one, maybe you saw the story of the Panera Bread out in Eureka.
Too many times.
It's a great... No, see, now you're just crapping on the wrong people.
You're cranky. You are cranky.
I saw a cranky story a bunch of times.
Right, but it's now.
I didn't.
Dave, you're always getting calls the horn. And texts.
What was that?
I think the
has
first
the hunt
was
begun?
The door to Narnia just opened in Dave's house.
The hunt has begun.
For anybody that didn't,
I have so many alarms.
I did not see the story. Neither did Sue.
Okay. Dave, put your fingers in yours. I don't want you to.
Don't you dare shout out someone who did something nice.
I know because they're doing it for real.
I'm shutting the show down.
Don't the two of you dare not get a simple thing.
No, we get it. We just don't agree with you.
We don't agree.
Tell me, what's my point?
Your point, you were like, let me just crap all over that. He likes doing it. And we're both saying, yeah, that's cool. Great.
But we don't even know.
It's a terrible summation.
I still wouldn't. I like cutting grass. I'm not going to go out and cut everybody's grass up and down the street.
As much as
I like cutting grass, he could have been in watching football, but he was out doing
all Dave was saying was,
yes,
it's not as big of a sacrifice if you're going out and doing something you love.
I understand, but I think it still deserves a shout out.
It's a kind.
Nobody
thing.
Totally
it's a kind
thing.
I'm not
I don't
saying
think anybody
he deserves
with that.
Put in jail.
Right.
It's
no,
a simple point that I don't think that me making you barbecue deserves the credit it would if I came over and cut your grass, which I don't like doing.
Right. Okay.
That's it.
Right. Well, I would never ask you to cut my grass.
Oh, I hate you.
And then
you do a crummy job.
No, that's the point.
The woman in
Panera.
Panera in Eureka, headquarters told her to close the store. Said, you need to close the store.
Headquarters was like,
headquarters said,
shut it down.
Get out. People were coming in that were stuck out there off 44,
yeah.
had no place to go. And she goes, you know what? I'm staying open for you. This is the thing I'm going to do. They called her the mayor of Panera Town. She stayed open out of her own sacrifice to do that. I think that's...
Yeah, but she really likes running that store.
Okay. Yeah, she really enjoys it. You know,
I
and she was she was making bagels left and right.
She's
and,
also
you know.
Stuck there herself.
Michelle says I'm being a dick. I'm going to hang up with Michelle.
Hey, shout out to my neighbor. What a great guy. Let me crap all over that for a second.
That's right.
He didn't do anything that he didn't want to do.
You know what, Polly Purebred? I apologize for saying something that might be the least bit interesting as opposed to just a bunch of happy horse crap.
No, but the happy horse, these people, the horse crap.
I didn't realize we'd landed in the Gumball Nation.
I didn't see you going out doing it.
Oh, my God.
Did you do anybody?
Look at your licorice wiener.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.